It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So there's a trailer out for the documentary that Ron Howard made about Jim Henson. You had me at Ron Howard.
Hello there. My name is Jim Henson, and I'm a puppeteer.
Sesame Street, The Muppets,
Dark Crystal, Labyrinth, Jim, Create Out of Innocence.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side?
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks.
Come with a warning label. It's called Jim Henson Idea Man, and it hits Disney Plus on May 31st. 49-year-old Ryan Seacrest and his 26-year-old girlfriend broke up. They dated for 3 years. She was 23? Anne Heche's son says her estate doesn't have enough money to pay off her debts. And Jamie Foxx returns to Beat Shazam next month. Check out the preview.
I'm back for an all-new season of Beat Shazam.
Yeah, and I'm back too.
It's Jamie's highly anticipated return to television.
Oh, snap! It is season 7.
Yeah, his daughter took over running the show while he was out for that undisclosed illness. Owen Wilson reportedly turned down $12 million to star in a movie about the O.J. Simpson trial because it suggested that O.J. was innocent. Yeah, I know. No, thank you. 30-year-old Miranda Cosgrove of iCarly fame was recognized recently while shopping at Target.
I was actually in Target recently, and there was a little boy just kind of looking at me, and I thought, oh my gosh, you must watch the show.
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of kept following me around. And finally, I thought he was going to like say he watched. And instead, he was like, you got old. Kids
it
are
happens.
So honest.
Kids are so honest. Kids are so cruel is what you should say. Steve Carell and Tina Fey will star in The Four Seasons, a series based on the 1981 movie of the same name. And Chyna Phillips from Wilson Phillips is getting a pretty big tumor removed from her leg.
I'm absolutely petrified of anesthesia. I've had it so many times. Then I had the surgery on my leg 4 times already. This will be my 5th surgery on my leg. Look, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I've had lots of surgeries. I'm sick of it. I don't like anesthesia. I'm just kind of going in kicking and screaming, and I've got to start praying about this and turning my worries into prayers.
Yeah, maybe she needs to use her chance.
Hold on. Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, no.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit, activate. Activate. All right, let's go.
I feel like I should start using that in church. Anyway, the tumor's 14 inches long, 4 inches wide, but it is benign, and she's had it since she was a little girl. It just keeps getting bigger. It's kind of like a birthmark. Anyway, let's see. What else? A dirt alert. So this is kind of ill. So Quiet on the Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, was a massive hit for Investigation Discovery, but they're not done yet. On May 27th, the network will release a new docuseries about Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter and his child star brother, Aaron Carter, titled Fallen Idols, Nick and Aaron Carter. Take a listen.
Nick looks like a perfect pretty Ken doll, but I know how evil he can be.
Ouch, that is a definite dirt alert right there. So there you go, that's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.